Hey, Mudfoot, you know what we're here for? Lay some treats on us.
Be now, be ill, be down, be real.
They used to always ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said, yo,
be now, be ill, be down, be real.
A fashion dripper, Carhartt, Timberlands, contest, ops flop, I stomp gimmickless, average spitter. The response, my competition get, I'm on next. You're blessed like when the bottle twist is lit. Lab hitter, progress, the God's beneficent. Patterns differ, context, my composition's hit. Fathom quicker, conquest, a conscious lyricist. Atom splitter, complex, it's quantum physicist.
You know what it is. You know we have to pull that back real quick. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. Coming in the building. We coming in hot. Coming in crazy. The long-awaited. You know we've been waiting for this one for a minute. The greatest in the game. The best that ever did it. The God MC is back in the building with a new offering. Man, you heard those bars. You heard those bars. It's been a long time coming. All right. I'm glad he's back in the building. Record is crazy. That record is crazy. I don't even think y'all are ready. I don't even think y'all are ready. All right, y'all are not worthy. Y'all are not worthy. But we're going to do it anyway. We blazing this joint. This is Rakim alongside a Corrupt and Master Killer. All right, cuts also by Rakim. Produced by Rakim. Yes, let's go. Be ill.
Be now, be ill, be down, be real.
They used to always ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said, yo,
be now, be ill, be down, be real.
A fashion dripper, Carhartt, Timberlands, contest, ops flop, I stomp gimmickless, average spitter. The response, my competition get, I'm on next. You're blessed like when the bottle twist is lit. Lab hitter, progress, the God's beneficent. Patterns differ, context, my composition's hit. Fathom quicker, conquest, a conscious lyricist. Atom splitter, complex, it's quantum physicist. Since they put my melody on, I cleverly form my celebrity, so legacy and longevity long. Design flows and binary codes, no matrix. Light speeds, time could be froze. No spaceships, walk a paradox. I made them all believers. Shift the paradigm, even time alter features. On the mic is either 2-3 or not 2-3. And life is either 2B or not 2B.
I'm in the zone, this is what it's all about. Be ill. I'll be flooded with ice.
Be ready to rebuild.
I'm in the zone, be all I can be and more. Fit with the finishing touch.
Headaches, heartaches, and mass confusion. Contusions, I give out for free. Five at a time, one for two and two for three. Confusion, verbally abusive, intuitive. A gift I give. Look what I'm giving, the voice of the unforgiven. In time, I might get forgiven for my crime. Lay the body down and lace them with lime. You throw the beat on and I'ma lace them with rhymes. Helter Skelter, this pure love bizarre. Master Killer said we gon' rock with the R. You are who you are and we shine like the stars. Sharp as a thumbtack, you jump in my car, let's go.
I'm in the zone, this is what it's all about.
Existence and stepped on the shore of the moment, the father of civilization. I own it, the maker of my daughter creation. One nation under a groove, fortitude, virtues of seamless scriptures woven with the threads of wisdom. This picture of my life intelligence stimulates life and matter,
so eloquent, a thought so delicate, yet weighs more than elephants. Strokes of excellence, distracted from the elements, a powerful calmness. I'm always armed and equipped with what I bomb with. A sweet flow, a river of math, facts to actual. Calculated pressure applied, hits to tactical. Masterful mind, catapult self beyond the measure of time. The resilience and brilliance of corrupt young Gotti. Rakim the God body with the wise chips and the lie reap. When I speak, raise the universal flags up high. Say peace.
I'm in the zone. This is what it's all about.
The record is crazy. Just finished listening to it as we set up the show. Brand new banger. All right. It's coming with the first album in 15 years. That was God MC, the God Rakim, alongside of Corrupt and Master Killer on that joint. All right, the lead single from the album, that joint is DL. Yeah. Rakim on it. What y'all know about that? Rakim on the production. What you know about that? All right, and the bars, the flow. Like he never left, timeless, like the fountain of youth, right? That's another Rakim line from another song. Excuse me, y'all. All right, we're in the building right now, though, just getting the show started, just getting it warm. Starting off the show a little bit, a little bit late today. I get in here an hour after our normal starting time. All right, but nonetheless, we're here having a little cough right now. Excuse me. Not that we get it together, so you know it's all the way live radio. I ain't no retakes. We can't run it back. Just got to keep working. Just got to keep moving it forward. All right, but nonetheless, man, we got a lot of hot records we got to play in store. I have to play for y'all today. All right, we continue with this this season, and it's been quite a pretty long season. All right, as we continue with this season of these classic and legendary artists putting out new fire. I mean, new crazy records, all right? They are not missing a step, all right? Showing these youngins what it's supposed to do, what it's really supposed to look like, what it's supposed to sound like, what it's supposed to feel like, all right? This hip-hop thing that we do. Telephone lines are open. 563-999-3050. Looking for my dude, Mr. Roy, to be in the building later on, hopefully. Now let me get to some more of this music. Let me see if I can get my voice together. But we're going to keep it going with some more heat. All right, another crazy, crazy record. Now, about a week or two ago, we started playing this record from LL. All right, him alongside of Fat Joe and Rick Ross on the joint, that Saturday Night Special joint. People have been rolling with that one. But it looks like there's another joint on the horizon because, of course, he's getting ready to drop an album. Eminem also has an album that he recently dropped. Like I said, a lot of the classic legendary artists are putting out serious works right now. So LL and Eminem apparently have teamed up on this joint. Let me see if I can get this record together. I don't know if I can find this record right quick. If I find this record right quick, then I'm definitely going to play it right now. All right. See if my switchboard will cooperate with this record. I think I see it. All right. Now, this record was supposed to have been leaked. LL actually talked about it a little bit. All right. He says it's not the right, the right version per se, or this, that, and the other thing. So I guess we'll have to see when the project is actually officially released. All right. But you already know what it is. Streets is always watching. Streets is always waiting for the opportunity. All right. Looking for the opportunity to grab that song and put it out a little bit early. You know how us DJs do. All right. Whoever grabbed this one, I know they're going to try to get them, but it's all good. And they're going to do nothing but help the music out in the long run and help the project to an even greater height. This is LL alongside of Eminem. Just that leak that we loving right now. LL is, he ain't missing a step either. The GOATs are definitely in the building. This is him alongside of Eminem on this one. This is Murdergram.
Talking about the whoever, your head is about to get seven. Then about to with pleasure, I'm pouring out, I'm a redder. Homies, I won't forget them, so tap the bottom. mama. Spaghetti sauce and mozzarella on a tray full of pasta. You got a couple of motherfucking train killers on you. And I'm just being as frank as Sinatra. When I be saying that I'ma keep this shit gangster as mobsters. But when you got fanatics going so crazy, they mob you. Looking like organized crime because you can't get a mafia. And all your motherfucking enemies, they wanna off you. Like Hoffa, and dump your body in Lake Minnetonka. That's how you know you fucking saw and you came and you conquered.
Benny, Benny, beat you stomping and making a party.
Now women treat me like BDK, the king, and they keep me great. See the way I got four on my plate, and all you can eat my face. So better make a beauty day, because your history is shady. Is they about to set it on you like a TV tray, man. I see the way people say I'm so evil. They fucking think that Timothy McVeigh and my DNA are exactly the same. But when I leave this game, things ain't gonna be the same. But it's a need of change, and I'm the meter maid. Go ahead and crack a bottle, because this is me and Jay. Me and Jay. Got that avocado. We the sociopaths, and we got your hoe on our laps. And we're going back to Cali so she can blow on our sacks.
Yeah, Diddy Bison Radio, DJ Sincere, setting off the show with two crazy records from legendary artists, from Rakim and Corrupt the Master Killer to LL and Eminem. All right, you know the ladies are not going to be outdone. You know we got us joints from the ladies, right? Legendary female artists right here on deck. All right, this is MC Light alongside of Queen Latifah. Yeah, that's right. This is King King.
Now, I know you get tired from keeping it all together. It's your girl Bella Flame from the east side of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm tuned in, and you should be tuned in with that boy DJ Sincere on the Dirty Basement Radio. Chill.
Rock Walla, Eric Sermon, Salt and Pepper. We taking it back, yeah, way back. Block Party, back in time, Mark Jam. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You're now rocking to the sounds of S&P. Back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop. Showstopper money, we pulling up in the new drop. Doing the Dougie to the bar for a few shots. World going up again, parties on every block. Taking it back and you know we ready. Summertime, hot night, sounds of the city. No more lockdown, throw the confetti, time for flex. Yeah, I'm Fetty. Dance, bounce, roller skate. Please grow up, y'all too old to hate. I control my fate, cut my own check. Yeah, I control my pay. Back to the party. In order, take you back to the days when the Latin Quarter used to pop off, the whole city was lit. Don P filled my glass, not crisp. The DJ's only spinning the hot shit. S&P still continue to drop hits. Ladies say ow, fellas say ho. Now we're here, 2024. Let's go. Hands in the air, it's a brand new year. Ain't you tired of the tears and living in fear? I promise you, we about to go up and stay there. If you come to party, let me hear you say hell yeah. From the dance floor to the lobby, we gon' take it back to the party.
Yo, this is your boy, the Weatherman, Propane Campaign Zone, Aguilar, Don Bishop. You already know him. We about to drop that Not For a Grammy Consideration, produced by yours truly, Aguilar the Don, Dirty Basement Radio. Set that off, man. Let's tell them what we do.
Propane Campaign and Teenage Engineering presents the K-O-2K by Aguilar to Don Bishop.
Okay. 2024, I got a new approach. I know a lot of artists, but I never play them close. Cats talk behind the back, straight telling the jokes. Ain't nothing to laugh about when we know niggas is broke. Let the internet verify and tell you it's dope. Deceived by the fame and bright lights, losing the hope. I got the target on lock right under the scope. Riding out ballistic, fam, your life is getting revoked. I know the dry pain, like in every note, stay afloat, like the whole move on a ferry boat. You ain't crossing the river unless you gon' pay the toll. It's like the Greek myth, some had to pay with souls. It feels cold when I drop the rolls. Told them that this life is full of number ebbs and flows. Y'all still going through the highs and lows. I separate myself from you average shows. This is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
You already.
It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
I took this far work to newer heights. They need to lock me up the way I've been killing these mics. If you want a bigger stage, you get the brighter lights. Get the sale numbers, we doing private flights. Yo, y'all trying to get a slice of life. This is not a gamble, we ain't scrambling to roll the dice. Pop the champagne, it's cold off the ice. Cats know the worth, yo, you gotta pay the price. Cause it's frauds out here, still moving sights. Claiming real all day, but they not the type. And they ain't seeing a vision, get them out my sight. And y'all ain't hear me right, listen, I'm prepared to fight. This is that KO2 tape, you heard it right. Aguilar the Don, yo, make sure you word it right. Legendary moves, something firm to like. Hit you with a sample, something like a prototype. Yeah, this is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building. I setting off the show. I was some banging joints from some of our legendary artists. You just finished listening to Aguilar the Don on that last joint. I not for Grammy consideration. That's not always what we in this for. We in this for the love. We in this for the art. We in this to make good music and, of course, to make, you know, a few coins along the way. But, you know, we're not trying to sell out and sell the soul and, you know, do all that kind of crazy stuff, all kind of antics and stuff just to, you know, get a bag of shells, as they say. A bag of shells, a mere bag of shells. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. I think I see one of my favorite new people. I'd have fluttered in. All right, let me see if this is the Nightingale. Nightingale, what's going on with you?
Hello, DJ Sincere. It is your favorite girl, the Nightingale, Nicole Gobert. Hi.
What's going on, Nicole? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling amazing now that I get to get dirty in the dirty basement. I couldn't wait to flutter in. How are you? What have I missed?
Well, I'm doing well. But first and foremost, you know, we got to get the update from you. All right, I know that you've been out and about. You've been fluttering around, spreading love and joy and that good music. So why don't you tell us about some of your latest experiences?
Oh, I just got back from an amazing trip to Kansas, in Topeka. Shout out to Lois Curtis Center in Topeka, Kansas. They put on an amazing, wonderful welcome for me to sing and be with the people there and spread all my love and joy, like you said, and my fight for civil rights. What was wonderful about that is the kids. Now, DJ Sincere, you know I love all my nights and everybody like that, but it's the kids. They got to face paint with me, and there were snow cones, bouncy houses. They had feathers left from the Nightingale all over, and we sang and took pictures, and that's what it really is for me. It's just getting to meet new people like I get to when I come here at the Dirty Basement and get to be a role model. Really, and being an empowering person to the youth. So no matter what, I'm singing. I got to sing Happy Birthday, you know? So no matter what, it was fun.
Okay. All right. So how did that whole situation come together? Like, how did you develop that and get out to Kansas to, you know, to do that performance?
Really, it came from the networking through me being with Ascot Records. I had a chance to interview on KGCN through the Podbean app, and the people there just, I developed a relationship with them there, and someone from the Lois Curtis campus listened to me and kept coming to the show, and I talk on that show like I do with you, and she asked for me to perform there, and hopefully we can continue to get me to Kansas. Kansas is amazing. They love the Nightingale there. So that's how that all came about, just from me being able to go to different apps and different talk shows and people just wanting to hear my story and wanting to hear me sing and do live performances. Because like I said, that's really what she booked me for, was to be there with the kids. and okay, destroyed okay. civil rights activism. So no matter what, that's really how that came about. So hopefully there'll be, and there's lots of other people that have reached out to me that way, just to put on that sense of empowerment for youth, which is really my number one goal. So that's how that came okay. about.
Okay, what was the age of the group that you know that you were involved with?
So we're talking. They do a lot with. Shout out to Lisa Hyten, Amy Hyten, Jay Corey, guest at the Lois Curtis Center. They do things for really youth empowerment. They have different programs. Say you were someone that was an artist and you didn't have a place to do your art, or so you wanted to do a logo and you wanted to do T-shirts. They have opportunities and internships to where you can come in and use the facility for those types of things for the community. It's really an amazing, almost like a Job Corps type of place if you want to be a caterer, if you wanted, and musically, too. Kids nowadays are so influenced musically, you know, so that's where somebody like me can come in and mentor kids, and it's amazing. But that in the show, I was singing from little kids on babies, you know, babies all the way to 90-year-olds.
Okay. That must have been a very interesting experience. I'm glad it was good for you.
You
had a good time. Yeah.
It's the diversity.
Enjoyed.
Yeah, the diversity, really, like I said, and the empowerment of being there with the people. That's different for me. That's what all me getting ready to flutter around and soar is me finding my people and being with them and sharing the Nightingale story.
All right. DJ Sincere in the building with the Nightingale, getting some updates about what she's been doing in the past couple of days. All right, going on the road, all right, hitting some other sites, seeing some other towns, reaching out, meeting some other people. All right, that's the way that it needs to be. That's the way you got to do it, right? All right, sometimes, a lot of the time, just about all the time, you have to network with strangers. All right, it's not going to be your next door neighbor. It's not even going to be the people that you hang out with every day. All right, it's really not. If it is, then you're definitely fortunate. All right, you're definitely fortunate if you get that level of support. All right, but it's really going to be those, you know, those other folks, people who come across you, you know, just on the humbug. Just they happen to, you know, hear your music playing on, you know, one of their favorite stations or on, you know, one of their favorite streaming services or what have you, one of their favorite DJs, like your DJ Sincere. And they'll make that connection with the artist, and now the artist will develop a new fan and, you know, expand their fan base, and, you know, great things could happen after that, right? And I guess you're a testament. What you're telling right now is a testament to that.
That's exactly what this whole journey really has been for me, is those stepping stones and those people that really add to my story and my journey and everyone I'm so grateful for. But you really have to, like you said, spread your wings. And that's the thing. I always trust my wings. You know, I never trust any branch underneath me. You know, I trust my wings. So that's what I want to give to anybody else, that there's an inner Nightingale in everybody. And like that, I get to meet people like DJ Sincere, and hopefully get to places like where you're at, New York, or more to Kansas, or to the moon. It's basically to the moon for the Nightingale. My wings can soar. So this is really just the first step, and I'm grateful for people getting to hear my music and to hear me share my story. So thank you, my cuter, my renegade.
All right. Absolutely. No doubt. We're pleased that we're able to, you know, insist in helping you reach different fans and different folks and, you know, helping you expand your reach and your visibility. Now, I think I've been seeing that, you know, you have some, of course, I know you do, but that you've released another single, or you have some other music that you released recently, or is that some older material that I'm seeing.
Okay, you might have seen, I did start out with some background theme songs, and I don't know if that's anything that you're, a lot of that has to do with genre, like say if someone wanted something that goes with a Japanese anime cartoon, then somebody else maybe would write it and give it to me, and I would sing it, and I'd have input, or they already have something. And I did three of those, and then I worked with another producer, and I had four more in another style. So really this, you know, the fact that I can sing any genre lends me to any style, from Broadway, jazz, country, any era. You know, one of my songs, Make It Count, was for a pool party from the 70s. So I kind of got a little of that flavor going. All of those have been available on platform before sort of I had this run of meeting new people and networking. All of those are available. I'm working on a video for my EDM song called Spent. My okay. voice sounds different. It goes on and on with Nicole Gobert. Type it in. Google it, everybody. I'm deep.
All right. Well, we're definitely looking forward to hearing some of this music. Hopefully you will get it over here to me. All right. I'd definitely love to spend some of that, even the, you know, some of the alternative stuff, some of the EDM stuff. We want to have it first here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right. But in the meantime, you know we got to spin it. All right. Our favorite song from you right now. All right. Until you get me something new. All right. I'll be waiting. I'll be patient. I know how it works. All right, but this is that Renegade. Definitely loving this song. Dirty Basement Radio. We got Nicole Gobert, a.k.a. the Nightingale, in the building with us. And you already know I'm the independent artist's best friend. This is Renegade.
Been
Yeah, fantastic song, fantastic song. That's Renegade. The artist is Dakota Gobert. She's right here in the building with me, right on these airways with me, hanging out, keeping me company right now. Now, I'm quite sure that we discussed this before. I'm quite sure I've asked you, you know, about this before. But did you do the production on that? Who did the production on that song?
Everything that is ever done is me. Every word, every note. Everything.
Every
as
beat
far as
you do.
I know, I was sent those beats.
You were sent
because
those beats?
Of where I am isolated, I was just emailed things, picked what I want. I had already written most of all my songs are written on the piano. Of course, you know, I'm fluent on sheet music and everything, and I just kind of finagled stuff, changed keys on a lot of different things, and the 9 songs on the Who's the Nightingale album just were me basically just being sent 52 beats, and I picked the 9 best ones that I thought would finagle in with what the songs I had, and I wrote them all, and...
Okay.
I'm not
right,
exactly
so,
sure if that's how that works, but that's how it works. That's how it worked because, like I said, I'm the first time out. So there's no one here with me. There was no one. No, there was no one. It's just me. It was just me.
All right. Well, you know, did the folks at Ascot Records assist you with, you know, getting your tracks together?
As far as distributing, putting them on the platforms?
No, just as far as, you know, helping you pick the songs or helping you get the beats or, you know, do any of the, you know, that, you know, creative side of it?
No.
Okay. All right.
No,
all right.
Creatively or, no, I was just emailed different ones. Like if you were to send me and say, I have 10 beats, Nightingale,
right.
I'm going to send you 10 of them, and you just have at it. And
okay,
then and then I just did what I do. I had already had plenty of songs. I have, I'm like that member in Purple Rain where Prince finds all the sheet music of his dad. I probably have, sheet music of everything. Renegade was actually already created. And then I just creatively did it myself and then went and recorded and paid. And I had to drive 5 hours across the Rocky Mountains to a studio and recorded there. And all they did as far as engineering was just record. They didn't do any production as far as creativity either. I had everything set out. I recorded over myself. All my backgrounds are me. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So as far as the arrangement of the track, everything was already laid out when you went to the studio. That was 5 hours away. Everything was already, you know, mixed down and everything. You just had to lay all your vocals on it.
Those were the tracks were never the tracks just came like that. You know what I'm saying? They weren't even separated. They just came like that. I basically was just singing over it didn't even get laid separately. I didn't get sent them separately or anything. I just literally got them sent just an email of what you hear behind me. And I did everything else.
Gotcha. All right. Well, big shout out to you. Big shout out to the, you know, group of various producers that you have, you know, to, you know, send you music for you to, you know, pick your tracks from. All right. Well, that was definitely a good one. I definitely love the vibe on that song. I love the arrangement on that song. So, yeah, definitely a good pick. All right. Just chopping it up a bit, trying to get into your creative process a little bit. I don't mean to pry.
Well,
yes, I do.
I need you to. I need you.
No. I like how that sounds. All right, we could definitely see about doing some collaborative work. All right, sometime in the future, you know what I'm saying? I see what the folks over at Ascot Records have to say. I don't want to step on no toes and get in no trouble. All right, we have the lovely Nicole Gobert in the building with us. We're going to do this double play right now. This is Too Late Now.
Boy, I love you, but my heart is just being torn out every time you come back. You had your chance, and I love you, but it might be too late.
Yeah, another fantastic offering from the great Nicole Gobert. All right, she's sitting in. Sitting in for Mr. Raw. I don't know where Mr. Raw is, but big shout out to Mr. Raw. I just finished listening to Too Late Now. That's the name of the song. All right, digging the vibe and digging the feel on that song also. All right, big shout out to my dude Jazzo. I see him running around the back. We're going to see if we can get him settled in a minute, see what's going on in Jazzo's world. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number if you want to get at us, if you want to request your favorite independent artist. Now, Ms. Gobert, I got a couple of things I got to talk about. You know, I got to, you know, chit-chat with you about, you know, a couple of things, see what you think about them. You know how I do.
Tell me. Tell me everything.
Okay. All right, now, you're out there in Montana, right? You're in Montana, right?
Yes. Big sky, Montana. Honey,
right.
Only me.
Now, places like that, Montana and Utah and Oklahoma, they're known for that big sky. They're known for these wide open places. And, you know, places like that, you know, have been known for UFO sightings, right? They've been known for UFO sightings. Have you ever seen a UFO?
Well, I've seen a lot of strange things in the sky. Yeah, I have to say that. I don't know if it was a UFO. I'm assuming they're all explained, but when you are in a place like where I'm at in Montana, I mean, it is really nicknamed Big Sky. We have in all 50 states. I know we do. It's just
right.
Nicknamed that. And people here, with the isolation, I think there comes a sort of you want to, I don't want to say they desire, that's a bad word, but a lot of people here just growing up here, I think they desire it in a way of, because we're here, I know I'm going to see it. You know, you're
okay.
Not distracted. You know what I'm saying? You're not distracted. Like, you're in the city, you're in New York, you look up, you see skyscrapers, you see people, the people here look up, there's nothing, and I swear you want one, you want to see one. And I know growing up, I would look up there and you're like, is it a UFO? I'm not sure if I believe in it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a really good question because it changes your mindset on really do you kind of crave the supernatural type of things when you're here. So yeah, that's why I'm so whimsical.
Okay, why do you think? Well, okay, whimsical. Okay, that's a good word. That's a good word. So now, do you think it's because it's so slow and it's because it's so boring, you know, that, you know, you want something like that for the sake of the excitement of it all? And that's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's your first initial type of reaction. There's a lot of make fun, and it can go way down the other spectrum, of course, and cause bad things, but in the same right,
what?
You know, there's people just mudsliding and you have or just looking saying, I know that's an alien and you smile and there's a hidden happiness in the surprise of everything, and it is the isolation. It is the they call me whimsical on a lot of the other shows I go on to because I'm exuberant about seeing new people and nobody's a stranger to me if I've never been around anyone. You know, other people have already created. Yeah, you've created walls already, and that's just not a Nightingale thing to do, to already have this, I don't think it's any, you know, this pessimistic attitude. So I'm optimistic that maybe I have seen an alien or a UFO.
Okay. All right. We're just curious about that. I bet you that's the case, Swift. I see she just popped into the building. All right, salute. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. We're going to get to some more of this music. I have to have a few joints I was going to do to go and know. You know I'm always reluctant to do that without the presence of Mr. Roar. Maybe we'll be able to get him in the building. Now, I know we started the show an hour behind our normal start time of 5 p.m., I've had to make some adjustments today. Was running around the back, taking care of a couple of errands, taking care of a couple of things, and I just decided to it would just be more comfortable just to push the show back today an hour. Big shout out to the Tylers. Unfortunately, we weren't able to be in the building yesterday to rock out with the Tylers, but I will definitely be back in the building with them next week. All right. So I look forward, definitely look forward to that. Now, I was trying to get a special guest scheduled. I'm not going to say the name since we weren't able to get that person scheduled. Was trying to get absolute confirmation because I did have a question about whether or not the person that was representing himself as being the person was actually the person that they were representing themselves to be. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. You need to know who you know if they know who they are, who you know they are. Does that make
right,
sense?
Who they Right, right, right. Who they say they are. So,
oh, they say they are.
You know, and I've never really had that situation before, so it was a little bit odd to me because, you know, in all the years I've done this, all the interviews I've done, celebrity interviews I've done, I've never really had a question about whether the celebrity was actually the celebrity. I don't, you know, I've never really had a question about that. Now, a lot of times, when I, you know, have, you know, certain, you know, certain levels of interviews, you know, I deal with the publicist that's, you know, dealing with the artist that's representing the artist and whatnot, and I'll book, you know, the interview through them. You know, there have been plenty of occasions though that I've reached out to different people and I've, you know, booked them, you know, on my own just by asking. You know, sometimes it's just ask. It's just that simple. You know, but I've never had the experience of where I actually had a, you know, question in my mind of whether or not, you know, I was dealing with, you know, somebody that was a fraud. You know what I mean? So that was kind of, you know, so that was a little bit crazy to me. So, you know, we're going to see as we move forward if I'll be able to make a, you know, connection, a proper connection or, you know, a connection at all to get on this particular person on these airwaves. All right, 563-999-3050. All right, once again, big shout out to Jazzo. Let me see if I get Jazzo connected. He's rocking out. Let me see if I get him connected for a hot second. Jazzo, what's going on with you? Jazzo. Well, he's here. All right, but I guess I don't have his not microphone isn't available right now, Nicole, unfortunately. All right, but we'll see if we can get him connected. I was hoping to get him settled down for a minute to see what's going on with him, see what our news is going on now. I did connect with a person. All right, big shout out to him. All right, for making that connection with oh my goodness, what's the name of this entity? And I had it. You know how you know it, and then you just forget it just that quick. Soul Perfection, all right? Soul Perfection magazine. Big shout out to them. The gentleman that runs that. I had opportunity to speak with him about some things just the other day. So, looking forward to doing some business with that particular publication. Let's see about getting back to some more music in the meantime, and you know maybe we will. You know, test out a couple of joints. I got some music for y'all that we didn't get to, and then some more new music that we got to get to, and you know how that thing goes. But we definitely got a lot of joints on deck. Let me see. I got a new joint from Megan Thee Stallion someplace in the building. Yeah. Let me check this one out. All right, right now. Let's see what it do. This is Megan Thee Stallion. Where them girls at?
Check. Face pretty, pussy wet. not a problem. Household medic ain't hiding. Fuck peace, hoe, let's choose violence. They loud, but it's quiet. No peace for the peace store line. I'm a freak, that's known. I do what I want, I'm grown. Y'all hoes love talking like saints, trying to impress these niggas, I ain't. I'm a freak bitch. I'm a freak bitch. Tongue out, put my hands on my knees, bitch. Pop, freak, pop.
And guess what? This is a new music exclusive, unreleased, never before played on the radio. Y'all the first one with it. If you're listening right now, you're the first one to hear it on radio. And it's actually coming soon. It's not even out. It's a super exclusive. And it's actually the title track to my project that I'm dropping. And it's also the name of the tour that I'm going on in September, the IDGAF tour, because, you know, we out of style. We don't give a what. So, yeah, this is it's a new record, but it ain't out yet. So just check it out, and I want some honest feedback on it.
All right, crazy record right here. You already know what it is. The feedback is in, and the record is definitely banging. All right, big shout out to Bree Biasi. She was in the building a couple of weeks ago, had a real good conversation with that young lady. Go to the archives and definitely check that out. Definitely fire, all right? Record still isn't out yet. We still got the exclusive. That's what it is, Dirty Basement Radio. You know what it is. Make no mistake about it and accept no imitations. Let's go.
You have reached. I don't give a fuck. This mailbox is full. Goodbye.
I be everywhere. Mrs. IGGAL. BB. I ain't never care. Mrs.
They don't. All right. Big shout out to all my folks, though, that's out there doing their thing. All right. I'll be definitely support everybody that's out there rocking out. All right. That's pushing out this great music. All right, we got Nicole Gogovia in the building. All right, recording artist from Ascot Records. Big shout out to Ascot Records also. All right, they have their radio platform, all right, that they also broadcast on their radio platform. And they're actually going to have Dirty Basement's own Mr. Raw is going on for an interview, all right, this coming Thursday. So make sure you watch the social media. Make sure you watch your timelines for information on how you can catch Mr. Raw's interview on the Ascot Radio platform. And Miss Gobert, I'm definitely going to do my best to be in the building for that episode. All right. I was definitely glad to see that. Glad to see the promo on that. Have you seen the promo on that? On your timeline?
I think I saw that cute little Mr. Raw makes such a cute cartoon character, you know. When you put your picture when you put your picture in those apps, you know, I'm just discovering what I look like just even in the mirror, DJ Sincere. I might need your eyes on me. But
Mr. Raw, yes, I do
think he's adorable, and I definitely want to see that interview or listen. Yeah.
Right. But now you don't have any mirrors.
I don't have any. What?
You don't have any mirrors. You said you're just seeing what you look like.
I'm not too good in let's say the eye department, like. You know, I need other people to look at me to tell me what I look like more than I trust. Let's just say I trust other people's eyes on me more than I trust my own. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. You have.
I bet you got some good eyes, right?
I would like to think so. I mean, I do wear glasses, so, you know, as far as that goes, I don't know if that counts, but, you know, as far
that
as...
That counts. One of these days, you'll just have to take a good look at me one of these days, and we'll figure it out. Nightingale and DJ Sincere will figure everything out.
Well, I mean, I don't know, I talk to a lot of different people on the radio, talk to a lot of different ladies on the radio, and I know, you know, some folks might, you know, feel a certain kind of way. They might say, you know, I kind of like DJ Sincere. He's cool and whatnot, but they don't seem to understand. See, this person is just a radio guy, all right? So they be kind of falling in love with the radio guy, but right? They do, right? They fall in love with the radio guy. See, but they don't really know. See, but that's just a persona. See, once they get to know the real me, now I got a problem. See, one thing you got to understand, all right, is that when you deal with me, you're going to have to deal with what I like to call R&R. All right, now, do you know what R&R is?
Well, in my mind, it's rest and relaxation, but it might be something different in your mind. That's just the generalized R&R, right? Or am I wrong?
See, well, yeah, that's what I guess the common folks may refer to R&R, but see, in the world of DJ Sincere, all right, R&R stands for rules and requirements. See, the rules and requirements.
Oh, well, that's
right.
Even more interesting. Ah,
right.
Okay. You got my little bird feathers kind of rustled. I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. See, and sometimes once they find out that I come with rules and requirements, now they kind of, you know, just like you said, the feathers get a little ruffled. But now you said feathers ruffled, but it's kind of cool. You got to like it. But a lot of times they don't like that part. They're like, wait a minute, what you mean? What you mean? You know, that's when I used to
only see one nightingale. There's only one Nicole Gobert the Nightingale, and there's only one DJ Sincere, and I always am ready for anything and everything the Dirty Basement's got for me. So bring it on.
Okay. You say so. All right, now he'd be like, what you mean? What you mean I can't do that? He's like, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
You might not feel the same. That's right. You might not feel the same way. All right. See, I'm getting ready to get in trouble live on the radio. You know how I do it every time. I'm getting in trouble with the ladies. But it's all right. They love me. All right, 563-999-3050. I don't know where Jazzo went to. He's in the back still running around the crowd. I see him in the building, but I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, that's all right. I have Nicole to keep me company, so forget about all of y'all rusty Negroes. I don't care. All right, big shout-out to all the affiliated stations that carry the Dirty Basement Radio Show. Big shout-out to the New York affiliate. I was just finally picked up a New York affiliate, believe it or not. All right, big shout-out to all the other locations that carry our show also across the country. I need to get the station in Montana, Nightingale. I need to get a station in Montana to carry the Dirty Basement Show. You know what I'm saying? I think I got to think about.
I would love for anybody in Montana to play Renegade or Too Late Now or just to say hi to me, honey. So we're working on it. That's part of my goal, just to even get Montana to know I'm here. So we're getting there, right? Baby flutters, right? Baby flutters.
You know, I think, maybe some more songs that have that kind of, the same kind of, or maybe even a little bit more of a country feel. I think that's, something that's really, really big in the industry right now. All right. There's a song that's really taken off. In the past couple of months, we actually played the song really, really early here. It was actually a Go and No song. Let me see if I can pull this song up. Yeah, it's really taking off. I'm quite sure that you're hearing it in your neck of the woods a lot. Let's bring this song back. We first played this back in April. The song has really taken off. This is Shaboozy, and this is a boss song, a.k.a. Tipsy. We'll be right back.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Yeah, my mind ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
They know me as Jay, Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah, you're still in the right place. You didn't make a wrong turn at Albuquerque. All right, this is still Dirty Basement Radio. Chopping it up with Nicole Gobert. Just played that record to prove a point. All right, the industry is definitely got some alternative sounds, definitely going in different directions right now. A lot of different kind of music is taking off. More than it ever has before. So if you have a song, a hot song that has a different feel, a different style, if you're coming, with a different approach to what it is that you're doing, now is definitely the time to put it out in the market and to go as hard as you can with it. That definitely applies to you also, Ms. Gobert, because you definitely fit exactly what I just finished saying. You do have a very unique sound, all right, to the songs that you sing. I'd have a different kind of feel, now's the time for that. You know, now is definitely the time to push that as hard as you can and as much as you can.
Yeah, I appreciate you even recognizing that, and with my opera background, you know, I can really dive into everything. Like you said, environmentally, I'm in Montana. So that's where you get stuff like Renegade can go up against those Carrie Underwood big ballad country songs. And I'm seeing the trends with like the Shabuzi taking hip-hop songs and sort of spinning them country. There's just a lot of different things that I've got coming with this new album. And then in the future, I have so many songs that are already written and it's a matter of being someplace to record. That's really what it is for me. Being in Montana, you just don't have access like other people do to record their own music. So I'm grateful that I have what I have, and I'm going to keep going, definitely.
Right. You know, so I definitely understand, location can play a part in making certain things, you know, difficult to attain and such. But fortunately, we do live in the internet era, which has definitely helped a lot in that regard. It's definitely speeded up the process for everybody, and we're able to reach people and collaborate people and, get our product out in a much more efficient way than, you know, was ever possible before as independent individuals. I know you have your different, situation with, who you're recording with and such. And, that's something that's like additional. But if you were like a purely, independent artist, if you weren't in the midst of any kind of situation, there's still a lot that, does avail itself to artists these days. Now, of course, it's tricky. It's definitely a tricky course, and there's a lot to a lot of things, and navigating it isn't always easy. But there is a lot of options and different things that are available for artists to push their career.
That's another thing that I'm always grateful for, those people and those stepping stones and resources that they did bring to the table for me, and I'll always take that as something very pure and very close to my heart. But as far as pushing forward, I've got to reach even beyond, something that I can do here, something that I just need to reach so far and so wide with my scope of what the Nightingale stands for, and what I represent, that I'm just willing and able to go to the top, spend spare no expense on my end and open all the doors I can, kick them open if I have to, and sit outside, camp outside places. It just doesn't matter. It means that much to me, musically and personally, to share my story. So I'm grateful for everyone. I'm excited for what's to come.
All right. That's what it is. That's definitely what's up. Well, I'm definitely here for it. However I can assist, I just, let me know. And if I can, I most definitely will. All right. Big shout out to you. And we look forward to, what you have to present to us in the very, very near future. All right. Big shout out to Nightingale. She's in the building with us. All right. Rocking out with me today, keeping me company. All right, for a little while, I got a little bit more left in the show before we get on out the door. All right, but Nightingale is here, and she's always applying pressure.
On my road depot, for me to put a hole in them. So no weapon against me shall prosper. You know I took an oath to the street. My mama said, say a prayer for your enemies. I be like that. Cause when the devil pull up, he don't ask no questions. Bust that.
Yeah, I'ma keep it a buck, none of you with us. Any umbrella had it first started from scruff. I move at a different speed, I'm one you hardly can touch. I'm really gaudy out here, my respect is a must. These is watching your plays while plotting your graves. They study to fine-tune and falsely jocking your ways. I keep a on my hip if you start crowding my space. Start picking off until you all of your race. I'm from the West Coast habitat, born with gorillas. With the war with the sharks and stood tall with the killers. I'm strategic in the streets, I one up you till it's 6 feet under.
Yeah. On my road depot, for me to put a hole in them. So no weapon against me shall prosper. You know I took an oath to the street. My mama said, say a prayer for your enemies. I be like that. Cause when the devil pull up, he don't ask no questions. Bust that.
Whoa. Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Shereel Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Yeah, yeah, you already know what it is. We here. I look like my dude Jazzo is ready to let us know what it is. So let me see what's going on in his neck of the woods right now. Get him connected. All right, what's going on? What's going on?
What's up, big guy? How you?
Chillin'. What's the good word?
Oh man, we just getting ready. We getting ready for July 9th. And I hope you ain't forget. We're supposed to be broadcasting live. Tacos and turntables.
That's right. We're gonna be broadcasting live. Jazzo's gonna be in the building. Taco and turntables, right? Turntable Tuesdays. Gonna be in Philly. Gonna be running around. We're going to be broadcasting live for the first time from that particular venue, Tuesday, July the 9th. Now, I'm scheduled to be in the building in the flesh, all right, on July the 23rd. So looking forward to that. All right, big shout out to everybody down in Philly.
Oh, hold on. I'm outside of my house, right? I got a couple buddies out here, my little buddies. Say hi, y'all. Yeah. Don't be scared.
They're shy. Don't be shy. You're loud. Hey, how you doing?
Say it louder.
Hi.
You say hi.
Hold on.
He got us on the radio. Yeah, I'm down near South Street, so we got a nice neighborhood. So I'm always trying to have some fun. I will know in a minute what your script will be with this movie. I told you before, I can't go into detail, but I'm giving you bits and pieces every time I talk to you. So I will know your script in a minute.
Now, you hear this, Nightingale. You hear this now for like a lot of years. Now, I've been doing my best. All right, I'm a naturally a bashful dude. All right, so
You know, I don't really believe that, but go on.
I don't believe that, but go ahead. I don't believe that you're bashful.
What do you mean you don't believe that?
You are not bashful. You are not.
Yes, I am. See, y'all don't be believing me. Okay. All right. Well, I really kind of sort of am. And, you know, for a lot of times, I really didn't want to be on camera. Now, lately, for the past, you know, year, maybe 2 years, I've been trying to ease myself into being more and more in front of the camera. Now, this year, you see me in front of the, you know, late last year and going, you know, this year, you see me, you know, see, you're probably judging by some of those pictures that you've seen on my Instagram. See, that's me, like, kind of forcing myself into the role. I'm trying to force myself into the role. See, that's part of the persona. See, I gotta do that. But my natural self wouldn't do that. And Jazzo knows that. So now he's trying to see. I told him that, you know, I would take some pictures. All right. I told him, and some people have some clothes, they wanted me to wear their T-shirt or something, I'd do that. All right. I take some pictures. All right. I ain't saying nothing about reading no scripts. Where you get reading scripts from, Jazzo?
It's a walk-on road. It's not a lot. You know what I'm saying? I got to show your face. Remember, I'm your manager now, buddy. You celebrity DJ Sincere. And you're going to be wearing clothes, too. You got three photo shoots with clothes.
Am I going to be on Tubi? I'm going to be on Tubi?
Matter of fact, one of the movies that they already brought out is on Tubi.
No, oh, wow. See that, Nicole?
Shout out to Cynthia Jones. You will meet her when you come here. Matter of fact, we can have a meeting with her this week when we have our meeting. I'll call her.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Now, Nicole, you hear this? You hear what Jazzo was trying to
say? I hear this. I can't wait to see your hand. You'll be so handsome, and I know that you're an amazing, smart actor. But your
right
handsome
now,
face, you I'm, mean I'll get to look at you on my big 70-inch screen. I'll get to see your handsome face.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, you got a 70-inch screen? Is it an actual screen, or I mean, is it a TV or is it a projector?
It's a TV. It was the biggest one I could find, and this is the reason I got it.
Nice.
So I could look
nice.
At you
nice.
And your debut.
Nice,
you're a movie
nice.
Star.
Okay.
I'm so jealous. I can't wait.
No, not me. Well, I can. All right. I can wait a while. It's cool. I can wait.
Like he's going to be talking like that. But his face needs to be seen. So
see, but I just
my
hope,
whole thing is we,
all right.
we got a couple designers and that you're going to be doing photo shoots with. And this appearances. You know what I mean? If you ride down 95 and see DJ Sincere or a bus or something like that, hey, like, damn, that's him right there. Oh, he's everywhere. That's how we want it.
Nah.
I'm trying to be the manager of the year.
You're trying to be the manager of the year. No, you're trying to be the manager. All right, well. You know, I did ask you to do this, so I'm not going to fight the power. I mean, you can't ask for something and then fight the power, right? So do your thing. All right, I'm here. I'm all for it. I keep preparing myself. All right, forever come what may. I keep preparing myself for it, so I'll be ready when the time comes for all this, for all these various, you know, shenanigans that I'm sure is going to be transpiring straight. Now, I just hope, though, I hope that whatever they're doing, if they have good lighting, all right, please make sure they have good lighting because you know that I'm dark-skinned and whatnot. And I don't want to be looking, you know, all dark on the on the movie. Like, man, why are you so dark?
You're
I want that.
So gorgeous. You're going to look gorgeous. I can't wait.
Oh, I got some other good news for you, Sincere. We're getting
what's
close
that?
To the Dirty Basement Social Club.
Oh, are we really? Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember here in Philly, they had the Palmer Social Club. One of my good friends own it. It's called Trilogy. And
oh wow!
We're going to. It's three floors. It's hip hop, reggae, and R&B.
Wow!
We've been talking. He's like, yo, bro, come down here. He's like, yeah, DJ CC. I got, oh, he is. I was like, all right, well, we're trying to do Dirty Basement Social Club. He's like, y'all can do it on the third floor. He was like, bro, let me know. I was like, me and you and Sincere have a meeting. My man, Muhammad. Shout out to Muhammad from Chillin' G on 6th and Spring Garden here in Philly. Giving love to celebrity DJs and stuff. I'm loving that celebrity part. Don't y'all love that part? He about to be bougie. He know he's bougie.
Nah, man. I'm not like that.
You're going to be bougie now. You ain't able to go to the bathroom by yourself. You're going to have security. They're like, get out. You got to go to the bathroom.
Now, I don't know if I want that lifestyle or not. I don't know if I want that or not. But we'll see. We'll see how it develops. And I'm definitely looking forward to having a good time with the folks. All right, when I do make it down to Philly, looking forward to having some fun. So, you know, we're just gonna rock out like that. And it sounds like it's going to be a good time. If we do get the situation together, you know, in the spot, we have to, you know, get our themes together and put our thoughts together and see what we can come up with.
Yeah. Oh, Jermaine told me to tell you what's up, man. Shout out to Jermaine at CVG. That's the lounge that we're going to be doing, taco and turntables. And that event is our event. So even though you guys Sincere will be there, that's also his event. You know what I mean? So he gets some pocket change, you know what I'm saying? So y'all come out and support Celebrity DJ Sincere and Jazzo the Celebrity Media King, and we're going to have fun.
We're definitely going to have a good time. Definitely all the ladies come out. All right? We're looking for, a lot of hot independent artists. Looking for a lot of hot independent artists.
Look, it didn't say nothing else but the ladies. Yeah, all y'all ladies come out. He's a smooth criminal, boy.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to get the ladies to come out. If the ladies come, then, you know, the fella's going to follow behind, the ladies. So, you know, we get the ladies in the building. We definitely got to appeal to them. We have a couple of a nice female R&B artists or even a couple of hip-hop artists. And, we can see about getting them up there and, getting their music played and, definitely have some fun. So that's what we're looking forward to. Sometime during this second half of 2024, Jazzo the Media King, Celebrity DJ Sincere. I guess I got to get used to saying that, or I don't know, maybe. All right, maybe I'm not supposed to say it. Maybe I'm not supposed to say it. I mean, maybe that sounds a bit much if I say it myself, right? That might sound like a bit much. What do you think, Nicole? Is that like poor taste? You think that's poor taste? We need a, we need a woman's point of view right now. You think that's poor taste?
I think you should call yourself celebrity DJ Sincere. Just go for it. Everywhere you go, hi. I'm celebrity DJ Sincere. I'm a triple threat. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
right,
I love it in everybody's face. You're amazing. I'm jealous. I'm in awe of you. You're amazing.
You were supposed to be like, no, Sincere, that's a bit much. You know, you're right. You kind of, don't go that far. That's a little bit too much ego. You were supposed to pull me back.
I want more ego. I want the biggest ego. I want the reddest carpet. I want the biggest DJ Sincere sign with neon all over New York in Times Square. And I just want to spin around and say, I know DJ Sincere. He's amazing. He's the celebrity DJ of the world. So there, Nightingale Nicole says.
See what I'm talking about? Thank you. So she's going to be your road manager. You could be the road manager.
I'm good. I'm going to be something. I'll be in the luggage. I'll be his maid. I'll shine his shoes. I'll bring him food. I don't care what I do. I'll do something, though. He's amazing.
Okay. All right. She's like, well, I see, you know, she just said she's going to get in where she fit in. And she said, whatever, you know. You know, I would definitely have you singing those great songs. That's what we're going to have you doing. We're going to have you singing those great songs.
Oh, that's, I can do that. It doesn't matter where I'll be, on the street corner. I don't even need a microphone. I don't need no equipment. I will do it in the airport when we get off. I will do it in the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. It don't matter. The Nightingale will sing. That's what I do. But yeah, I'll go where you. Yeah, put me in your backpack. Go all over New York.
All right, there you go. We'll run around and we'll do the tourist thing, because every time anybody comes here from out of town, you know, I'm always the tour guide, you know, because I'm the person that they know that says, oh, see, I'm in New York. I mean, okay, all right, what you want to do? Take me here, take me there, show me this, show me that. Okay. You know, so I'm always the New York City tour guide, so. You know, I guess that'll be the case. All right, but we're looking forward to, you know, doing a bunch of stuff, trying to get everybody involved. You know, there's a lot of talented people here on Dirty Basement Radio, that you know, such as yourself and Mr. Roy. Getting ready to jump into this Mr. Roy song right now. Right, once again, big shout out to him. Make sure you catch Mr. Roy coming up on Ascot Radio. All right, in a few days. This coming week. Make sure y'all check that out. Watch your timelines for further information. All right, let's get into this Mr. Roy joint right now. Holla at me.
Send the alert out to your committee. Same old nigga living in a new
me,
city,
baby.
Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine, like I'm Diddy. I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, locomotive, spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred,
you know,
keeping it unlocked like a full head of dread. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means
money.
I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter where you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't want to be in the league or the team where I'm at, cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So get nigga, get. I'm surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game, go legit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. Can't always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Nowadays, rhyme pace still get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain. After me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve. Pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track, I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease, leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can attach it.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me, holler at me like, let's go. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me, holler at me like,
you
know who it is. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me, holler at me like,
you.
Yeah, big shout out to Dirty Basement's own Mr. Raw, all right, on that joint right there. And once again, make sure you check him out in the coming days on Asgard Records Radio. All right, he'll be sitting down for an interview. All right, he'll be chopping it up with the host over there, all right, talking about all his goings on and, you know, his past, his history. And, you know, because Mr. Roy has a heavy resume himself, so he'll definitely have an opportunity to expound on that. Definitely looking forward to that. Big shout out to Remedy Cold Sweat also, Dirty Basement's own Remedy. She's featured in a video right now with another gentleman called Ray Matrix. You can catch that video called It's All Right, available on YouTube. Real good look, real good video, real good song. She's in the studio right now as we speak, as a matter of fact. She's working on some new music herself. Let's jump into one of her songs in the meantime while we wait on her latest offering. This is Pushing My Buttons.
In your mental, why you all in my business? Don't hear, call me missus. All the nonsense, you can keep it, cause that's bullshit that you speaking. Like a church with shady beacons. Oh my god, is you tweaking?
I do fit like beeping.
You know my last name.
With the shit that got on, I'm like a ticking time bomb. Flick up the wrist and fly gone. Fist to the lip, Tyson. Hop in my whip and ride on. See the ice on my arm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm. Riverty.
Pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, nope, it's Remedy. Now my picture's in the DMs, ask Zach, Corinne, Stevens, did you see him? For reasons, the season's complimentary, demons on my sleeve, and for you niggas, you can get the middle finger. Cut up your speaker, that's an equal stupido, with no bank club, may I say no more. Y'all pros, no bottles, y'all hoes, no dollars, y'all bros, got problems, I got foes. Hey, holla, they got both, didn't bother, on my soap, on my father, y'all just go harder, it might be hard to swallow, cause I'm a tough act to follow. Some might say I'm just a problem, that's sayonara and adios. Better luck tomorrow, watch me.
Pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all be pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all gon' make me move it like confusion and the stooges. All I want is paper man.
Fuck up your life, you got the wrong extension. I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch with bad intentions. Vodka overfilling my cup and buzz rolled all in my blood. Center stage in front page, he stays, she stays, I get paid. No delays, I take bites. I have got skimmy face, on the army base. Remedy, don't cloud chase, just take a closed case.
Pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons.
Yeah, once again, big shout out to Remedy Cold Sweat on that joint, pushing my buttons. She's working on some new music as we speak. So looking forward to hearing that as soon as possible. All right, big shout out to the next artist we got up on deck. All right, her music has been blazing. All right, since it dropped, her latest single, all right, entitled Side Chick, is definitely banging. Everybody loves this song. Definitely heat. All right, the video is out. All right, y'all need to go see that. All right, y'all need to go see that. The video definitely has a crazy vibe to it. All right, got that classic look, that classic 70s 70s look, that soul feel to it. So it's definitely it's definitely a vibe, y'all. Definitely check that out. Big shout out to Mona Smith. This is Side.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already were told. And it's a low-down shame that will bought your soul. And what Steve had said, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on his head. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog to tell with no breath. I know you got a chick on his head. Saw y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game, you're coming with me. I told you from the deal I made in Spain. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies are selling, they already been told. And it's a low-down shame the devil bought your soul. And we'll see the study.
Dirty Basement Radio, my bad. Just had to run back to the airways real quick. Got about another 15 minutes left in the show before we skedaddle. Now, Nightingale, one more thing I got to talk about with you before we get on out of here. Did you happen to see any of that debate between Biden and Trump the other day?
Oh, I watched it, my darling.
Oh, you did? You did? Okay. All right. And
it's not like I enjoy looking at, like, this seems so bad, the things in my head that I want to say. I don't enjoy physically my eyes looking at them, listening to them, knowing that that's still the two options that maybe we have in 2024, you know, the Caucasian man over 80 just seems to be what's running America and what continues to. I'll just put that out there. But, yeah, it was, I know what everybody stuck on, the, what the black jobs thing was weird. I know they're stuck on how Biden can't cognitively do anything. It's just a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a mess. All right, I'm glad to hear, you know, that you took some time to check it out. Now, I actually listened to it. I didn't actually visually watch it on television.
That's
I actually listened
better.
To it.
I should have done that. You see how I didn't want my eyes to even look at it. We know I can't even sight of you know who. But
okay.
Between the hand and the lies and the face and the hair and the tan and the basically, I should have listened. I should have just listened and took my eyes away and really looked at what they were saying. And I tried
right.
to. I believe democratically, I know that Joe knows his stuff policy-wise and politically because of his. And then you say, well, then there's showboat businessman against old scholar, which does America? I don't know. I don't know what America wants anymore.
Okay, well, I mean, it was definitely a mess. It was definitely a mess. I'm glad to see that you checked it out, and you know, because a lot of folks, you know, tune that kind of stuff out. But I've always been, you know, into it, regardless to, you know, who may be up there on the, you know, on the podium for, you know, debates or the State of the Union address, whatever the case may be. I'm always into that kind of stuff. I always want to hear, you know, what they got to say and things like that, and especially in a case like this, because, you know, I've been talking for a long time, about going back a while that Biden, see, I was never a Biden fan. I didn't think that he needed to get into the race at all. And I don't like the idea, just like you just were talking about, of having these two guys, you know, basically two 80-year-olds that, you know, vying for, you know, running the country. I really don't want to see either one of them. I think there needs to be a much younger viewpoint, all right, and a much younger, initiative when it comes to, you know, moving the country forward and, you know, rolling in certain kind of policies that would be, you know, better for the citizens overall. You know, we need some newer ideas, some newer people, some younger people with some newer ideas, not these, you know, 80-year-old folks. And it was really bad, but, you know, for the sake of a comparison, Trump has a lot more energy than Biden does. I think that's been obvious for a very long time. You know, Trump, you know, when he was running against Biden, you know, Trump is the master of the nickname, so what did he call Biden? He called him Sleepy Joe. So that's Sleepy Joe.
And it's,
you know, he's slow.
And then society, yeah, we just stick in that, and then that's all we see is that he's tired and needs to, you know, it's just so set in its ways, isn't it, that we don't have any other options. And maybe, like you said, that's what's happening is
we're going backwards
because they're old and those ways and those eyes are old. So then look what's happening. We're old, and now the laws are going back to the same things. We're putting church stuff back in the schools when we had taken it out before. Roe versus Wade, we're back. It's just, are we starting all over again? Let's just go back to 1776, because both of them look like they come from there.
Yeah, I mean, they both all kind of, you know, falling apart. But, you know, I think another big part of the problem is the fact that there's always only two options. No matter who else, you know, may try to, you know, make their, you know, throw their hat in the ring, at the end of the day, you only come down to two options. They do everything they can do to minimize or to outright, you know, decline any other option that may try to present itself. I mean, we do, you know, we did have that RFK fella, you know, like the Kennedy relative. Earlier in the cycle, you had Cornel West was getting some traction. You know, earlier in the cycle, he was getting some traction. He was going on the, you know, the news talk shows, and he was, getting some press and such. You even had the Indian fella, Vivek. I can't pronounce his last name
mm-hmm.
right now, but
mm-hmm.
you know, but you even had him out there for a while, and then he faded and, you know, he flamed out. Now, with everything that you've seen about Biden right now, this is what I really wanted to get you with you to get your thoughts on this. With everything that you saw you know, coming from Biden with this past election and, you know, what everybody's saying. You've had a lot of news publications talking about, you know, he should bow out for the sake of the country, for the sake of the Democratic Party. He should, you know, pass the torch and whatnot. I felt that that should have been happening a long, long time ago. And I talked about it probably more than a year, year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, how I expected the governor of California, all right, for them to, you know, move him into position, but they haven't done it. And now with this display, with him being on TV with this debate that they just had, it really looks bad. It really looks bad. So to replace him, you know, to replace him now is going to be like an ugly thing, you know, whereas before they could have kind of, you know, finagled it. They had more time to, you know, to make the transition and to have him come out and, you know, kind of pass the torch and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm going to spend, you know, time with my family and my wife wants to be with me. And she, you know what I'm saying? They had a lot of time to do all that kind of stuff to make it easy. Now, here's the question. Here's the question for you. What do you think about, because the natural order of things in a situation like this would be to hand it over to the vice president. That's the natural order of things, right? So what do you think about Kamala? What do you think about her as far as being able to fulfill the role? Would you like to see her as being the next president and the first woman president? Would you like to see that?
Well, I would like to see it if it actually happened. I would be happy, of course. I wouldn't want it to be a situation where he was deceased in office. I know I hear all the TikTok, all this stuff too. Like, well, I heard somebody write, let's just weekend it Bernie's him until then. And then we drop his debt. I mean, people are really, really harsh about it. And I did say that about Kamala. She's from the area where I was born in California.
Okay.
Oakland, Berkeley, and I do have a lot of respect for her for being who she is. I wouldn't mind seeing any other option. You just said it. You said we always end up with these two. It's like pick an apple or pick an orange. There's never a banana. And when we saw a banana, it was so long ago that we've forgotten that we even had that choice. That's what's so hard about being forced to say, well, it's one or the other, and you guys just have to take what, you know, it's the lesser of two evils sort of thing. It's like, I feel like they're both crooks, so it's like, which is the better crook, you know, or it just becomes that. So Kamala is an option, but how do you do that? How do you spin that now? Like you said, we're almost to November. What do you do?
Yes, I guess we'll see.
Question, I do love Kamala. I'll give her a one-up, but I haven't seen her do anything when she's in office either. And I'm very political and was waiting for her to do something. You know what
I mean by actual action? Well, I think that's just the nature of being the vice president. Vice presidents never get very much action. They don't really do too much. I think that's just the nature of that particular position. But let me jump back to Jazzo real quick. Jazzo, talk to me.
What's up, man? I got my wife here on air. Damn, you say hi.
Hey,
Mrs. Jazzo? Hello, Mrs. Jazzo. How are you?
All right, how are you? This is me.
All right, well, welcome to the airways of Dirty Basement Radio. All right, you sound kind of shy. You don't got to be shy, but I do understand because I'm kind of bashful myself, believe it or not.
Yeah, whatever.
Hello, Mrs. Jazzo. I'm the Nightingale, Nicole. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Well, definitely welcome to the Dirty Basement. All right. Don't be a stranger. I'm going to have, you start hanging out with us, and next thing you know, you're going to be a regular. So get ready.
Thank you. I appreciate your invite.
All right, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you coming on.
Okay, nice talking to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
All right, Jazz, on the
kisses.
Bye, see you later.
All right, Mrs. Jazzo coming through for a couple of minutes. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. My man Jazzo, he's out there
in the world down on South Street. You got Philly on lock. Get ready for some different kind of things, different kind of events. Looking forward to doing some things. Now, hopefully when we get everything moving along, we get a little bit of time on our belts and get everything settled with some of these events that we're hoping to, you know, that we're hoping to put forward, you know, then we would love to have you come down, Nightingale, you know, if we can make that possible once we get everything organized.
I would love to make an appearance, sing, dance, spin like a princess, hug, kiss everybody. I that's what I do. I just spread love, like you said, and I would love to be with some musical people and people that love music as much as me. So anytime.
All right. Definitely looking forward to, you know, putting together some things. So I'm definitely hoping that we could work all the kinks out, all the situations out with the different venues and the different owners and such, so that we could bring
her down on August, Sincere. We might like the end of August, or maybe September around Labor Day.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely try to keep our eye on that. See if we can put that together. You know, there's a few different artists, you know, that I would definitely love to, you know, be able to, you know, have come, you know, come out and perform for us live. And, you know, she's definitely, you know, the Nightingale is definitely one of them that I would love
to have
come out and perform.
We just going to have to get her a plane and ship her from Montana to come to Philly so she can perform. You know what I mean?
Oh, honey, you won't be disappointed. The Nightingale show is not to be missed.
I heard you. I was like, dang, that song hot. I'm like, okay. And that's why I just told him, I was like, yo, we should have her feature on Tuesday because that Tuesday is our event. So I'm like, if that's the case, and you sound nice. You are banging. I was like, yo, dang, that song was nice.
You are sweet. Yeah, with actually, me in the lead singing with the band behind me is really an epic event. That's what I'm used to is instruments. So I hope in my future I'll have my own band and the Nightingale Show will be everywhere. And Philadelphia, baby, better get ready. Oh, honey, I'm fluttering to Philly. You know it. Feel me in Philly.
That's what I'm talking about. Loving that.
I got something for you too. Go ahead, finish what you're saying. But I got something else to tell you. I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
When we were talking about the tour, and you know you ain't flying. So me and Jerry, we've been looking at RVs.
A word.
So I'm like, yo, I can't wait to tell him that. He gonna be happy.
Well, that might be the way. That might be the way. We could take it cross country. All right, we take it cross country, and you know we could save on the you know the airplane cost. We could save on the hotel cost. We could stay in the RV. All right, now I hope. All right, now I'm gonna need my own room though. I can't be sharing no rooms because I know y'all dudes be snoring and all kind of whatnot. So I'm gonna need my own room in the RV. All right, so I can. but outside of that, I'm with it. I'm with the program. All right, see, we could definitely do that. See, and then after we make some money because we done saved on the hotel and everything, then we can get on one of them cruise ships. All right, we get us a room on one of them cruise ships we were talking about. All right.
Yeah.
Now, was you part of that conversation, Nicole, when we was talking about living on a cruise ship?
Yes, and I love this idea. Remember, you told me it'd be great, and me and you can just run away together with these cruise ships, but I don't know. I don't really like water. So you might have to, like, be my life preserver and you know, just preserve my life.
All right. Well, I definitely, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to let, you know, nothing happen to you. We're not going to let nothing happen to nobody. You know, just like if you come to New York, we're not going to let nothing happen to you. You know, we can't have that. I'm not going to let, you know, we're going to be on this boat for, like, you know, this ship. if we do that, see, because that's what we're going to do the world tour. See, that's how we're going to do the world tour, Jazzo. We're going to get on the ship. We're going to live on the ship for a year, and we're going and that's how we're going to do the world tour. See, I'm avoiding airplanes at all costs. I'm avoiding airplanes at all costs.
Yeah, I see that, the world tour. They're going to be like, they got a big yacht.
That's right. We got a big-ass yacht, and we're just going to go from port to port. All right, we can start, we can go to Cuba, and then we go to Caribbean, and we can take it from there.
Ooh, I better get my bikini.
Huh? Now I don't know what the rules are, Nightingale. You know what I'm saying? Like if you be on. Now I don't know what the rules are. Like if you be on the boat and you go to from country to country, do you need to have a passport? You still need to have a passport?
Oh, honey, my passport is ready to go. Let's fly. Let's soar. Come on. I'm ready. Planes, trains, automobiles. I'll ride a camel. I'll swim with the sharks. Yeah, I'm ready.
She's like, I'm just ready to get out of here. I'm ready to go. She said, I'll ride a camel. I do not care. You funny. You funny. All right, well. We're definitely going to get some things done. I'm looking forward to it all. But it's about that time for us to get on out the door. Look like my dude, Mr. Roar, just coming in at the wire. All right, let me get him connected real quick before. All right, are you going to cooperate? You're not going to cooperate? What's going on with you? You're not going to cooperate? Uh-oh, look like I'm having a problem right now. Look like I'm having a problem. I might not be able to get Mr. Roar connected. All right, I don't know if my... I look like I lost control. I look like I may have lost control of my mouse a bit. I'm not going to be able to bring Mr. Roar on. I can't bring Mr. Roar on. Let me see if I can bring Mr. Roar on anyways. Nope, can't do it. It's not going to let me do it. For some strange reason, at the last moment, my system had decided that it wants to crash. So I guess we'll leave it at that. All right, big shout out to Mr. Roar for coming in under the wire before we get on out the door. But you'll be able to catch him during this week coming up. Once again, make sure you check him out on the Ascot Records radio platform. Ms. Gobert, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. For keeping me company.
Always. Anytime you want to see the Nightingale, you just call me, honey. You got a permanent key to the cage, remember?
All right. I'm loving that. I got the key to the city, y'all. I got the key to the city. What you know, boy? What? I got it on lockdown. Got it on smash. Just like that. All right, Jazzo, thank you so much. I'd appreciate everything that you're doing. All right, for DJ Sincere.
I told you I'm going to be the manager of the year.
Manager of the year, get ready to shut everybody down straight like that. Dirty Basement is definitely on the move once again for 2024. Looking for new ventures, new opportunities, new music. Everybody is doing their thing right now. It's looking real lovely. Time for us to skedaddle. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.